Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
A cookie, in technology terms, is a tiny piece of code which gets downloaded onto your computer when you open a website, which allows that site to follow you around the internet to a certain extent and see what you're watching. In Europe, you have to actively opt out if you don't want a cookie, but most simply accept them. Google's parent company, Alphabet, had said that it would dump the infamous cookie, but this week it rode back from that promise. So what does it mean for users, and is it great news for advertisers? I asked Jess Kelly from Tech Talk fame to tell us more about what a cookie is.
This is the fundamental issue here, is that if we were to walk down Grafton Street, maybe not right now because nobody's awake and on Grafton Street, but at 10 o'clock this morning, and if we were to ask 100 people, what are cookies? Not everybody knows.
McVitie's.
Correct and right. Delicious. But not everybody knows what they are. Everybody has, if you've ever been on the internet, you've probably interacted with or created cookies. But do you know what they are, why they exist, how they're used, and that you have elements of control? And essentially, they are little breadcrumbs that are left behind when you do anything online. They are third-party cookies. That means that advertisers and companies can get to know a little bit about you and your movements online, your interests online, and therefore offer you more targeted advertising.
And does the website that you click on, does it sell the cookie to these third parties?
It depends on the nature of the business, right? So some, when you go onto any website right now, what you will see ever since the GDPR, it's a really clunky, really ugly little banner that pops up saying, do you want to accept these cookies?
Very annoying.
If you read the terms and conditions, some will expressly say that we will never pass your data on to third parties. Some will say that we'll never sell your data.
And
to
you have
third
to
parties.
Trust them if they say that.
There is an element of trust for sure. But again, the fundamental issue here is that the majority of people never read those terms and conditions. They want that annoying little box, particularly if you're on your phone. You want it to get out of the way. It takes
Just
up a third
away.
Of the screen.
That's all you want.
That's all you care about. And this is kind of an issue of Google's own making, because 4 years ago they said they'd get rid of the cookies and everyone was delighted. And there was talk of this privacy sandbox that would look after the consumer information.
Now, what's a privacy sandbox?
This is a lovely techie term where they would essentially lock down and protect the consumer data as much as possible, give as much control over to the consumer as possible, eradicating cookies entirely. So that when you go onto a website, that little breadcrumb isn't being left behind. They have now done this U-turn and they have said that they are going to keep this conversation going to a certain extent, where they're going to look and analyse how, when, where and why cookies are being utilised. They are going to give consumers and continue to give consumers control over accepting or not accepting. But my fundamental issue is that under the GDPR, consumers need to have a clear understanding of what they're being asked when it comes to their personal information, how it's going to be used, how they can have it deleted, corrected, whatever it may be. And the way the cookie information is being presented, do you want to spend 7 minutes of your life reading junk that you don't understand, yes or no? That's essentially what we have at the moment. And there are those out there arguing that that's not good enough. Again, if we go back to my idea of walking down Grafton Street at 10 o'clock this morning, the majority of people don't know what cookies are. Never mind thinking to contemplate what brands are doing with that information.
And they might be horrified, those self-same people, if you did say, well, every time you go to every single website and you agree to all the cookies, that you leave a digital footprint which will stick with you for the rest of your digital lifetime.
Yeah, well, now you can clear the cookies and so on. But like the big issue that I have with cookies is that, say, if I want to buy flowers and I go onto a florist website and I do that, not only is the website, that the florist website, obviously getting the details of what I looked at, how long I spent on the page, what I ordered, how long it took me to order,
the addressee,
all that information. It's then, in some instances, getting information about the website that I went to next. Mm. So again, imagine I'm on that florist website, but I don't buy the flowers and I go to another florist because they're cheaper or whatever it might be. It's teeny tiny, anonymized little bits of data that is very valuable to businesses
and advertisers.
Which I completely get, and I'm not saying that it should be eradicated entirely. But I only know that because it's my job to know that.
Mm-hmm. What about regulation? The Digital Services Act is now in force. Is there anything that the DSA in the European Union can do to prevent abuse of cookies?
So the DSA, like the good thing, and we've spoken about this a few times, the DSA is impactful. And the longer it's in place, the more teeth it's going to have. And hopefully we will see better enforcement. But we are very lucky as Europeans and as members of the EU that it's not just the DSA that we have. We also have
GDPR.
We also, you know, AI is being utilised by a lot of these companies for tracking and personalisation and all the rest. We have the EU AI Act. So there's a whole host of legislation that is being...
to protect us.
That is being deployed. Where it gets tricky, and where I'd say your listeners might have their backs up ever so slightly, is that if you're a business and if you're looking at how valuable that information is to your business in terms of personalization of advertising or in terms of improving your website based on feedback because you see your bounce rate is so high, that is going to cause consternation. So this isn't a fast and hard rule saying that cookies are completely useless, let's get rid of them. It has to be worked out. But thankfully, because we are within the EU, the consumer is at the centre of this and the protection of our data is at the core.
And that was Jess Kelly. And you can hear Jess on Tech Talk at 5:30 on Saturdays or anytime on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.